Today, we will take a long view on the financial markets. We will start with our usual disclaimer. Sukesh Pai is the founder and CEO of Trillium Square Advisors LLC. All opinions expressed by Sukesh Pai and the guests in this program are solely their own and do not reflect the opinion of Trillium Square Advisors. This program is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment advice. Clients of Trillium Square Advisors LLC may maintain positions in the securities discussed in this program. This program is in commemoration of 9/11/2001. It has been 20 years since the gory September 11 attacks. We recently remembered all the lives lost 20 years ago. This was an unimaginable tragedy that paused everyone's hearts. This is a time to reflect on our financial history of tragedies as well. Let us see some of the tragedies we witnessed in the US stock market during the past so many years. The largest single day decline in S&P 500 happened in 1987, October 19. The day is named Black Monday ever since. The September S&P 500 lost over 20% in that single day. It was a crash that reverberated across stock markets of the world. In the preceding few days, there were some new tax bills introduced in the legislation, along with some soft economic data that came out. The market was starting to trend downwards. This got exacerbated by the portfolio insurance that was pervasive in the market at that time. This introduced a destabilizing feedback loop that caused the precipitation of the crash right after the weekend on Monday. The Fed intervened and was able to contain the impact of the crash. The market subsequently recovered swiftly. In comparison to Black Monday, the dot-com bust happened in relative slow motion. Between March 2000 to October 2002, NASDAQ Composite fell by nearly 78% from the peak of dot-com boom to the bust. Dot-com boom was the result of euphoria among investors to invest in internet-related companies. Investors poured in money into these internet names without performing any due diligence on the fundamentals behind these companies. Many investors blindly followed the other investors before them and bid up prices. The prices skyrocketed as high as 400% in NASDAQ Composite before they turned earthbound. Yet another crash that is vivid among most investors today is the global financial crisis. From October 10th, 2007 through March 9th, 2009, over a year and a half, S&P 500 lost more than 55% of value, peak to bottom. The cause of the crash is generally believed to be due to predatory lending of mortgage loans that pushed home prices higher and higher. This led to creative securitization of mortgages, which increased the demand for mortgage securities. Eventually, when some of the loans started defaulting due to poor underwriting, the whole house of cards came down into a tumble. If you're looking for the fastest entry into the bear market for S&P 500, the COVID crash of 2020 would do it. The crash of March 2020 marks the first fastest 30% decline in the history of S&P 500. S&P 500 lost 32% in mere 22 days since February 19, 2020. This is faster than the global or the Great Depression of 1929. The Fed was decisive and more aggressive in controlling the meltdown. The market reverted promptly, and we had an unprecedented rally since April 2020. As you can imagine from the narration of these four crashes, the financial markets are very vulnerable for sudden and swift turning fortunes. The markets are set to go up in a staircase and come down in an elevator. What causes this behavior in the markets? How can we be vigilant that such crashes can be avoided and we can avoid losing our fortunes? These are very pertinent questions, and we will talk about them today. To understand the psychology of the markets, we first need to understand the psychology of the human mind. Most consider humans to be the ultimate species on Earth. The human mind is the most powerful and critical part of the human body. Without it, our bodies cannot function. It only makes sense that the mind needs to be equipped for any and all situations that we face in life. Anticipating the environment around us and planning ahead is what will make the biggest difference towards leading a successful life. In spite of all these sophistications, humans have a tendency to let their mind get the best of them, whether it be ego, fear, greed, overcompensation, and the list goes on. One thing that makes humans human is their ability to adapt based on what they learn. In the uncertain world of finance, it is important for us as humans to realize that we all make mistakes and will continue to make mistakes. We are not perfect, but we can train our minds and bodies to adapt in order to increase our chances of success. When it comes time to making decisions, we tend to think we are always using logic, but that's not the case. Particularly for investment decisions, it is important for us to know when we quit our logic and make decisions based on emotions. A cognitive bias is when an error in judgment is made because someone makes a decision based on emotions or personal beliefs rather than facts. There are many biases which we can succumb to and make poor decisions. Let it be clear that all humans have some level of bias. While it is not always possible to eliminate them completely, there are steps to take to identify when biases are clouding judgment and how to adjust for them. Now, let us learn how these cognitive biases shape behavior of the financial markets. More on this after a short break.